Presley with Martin Besser.
Welcome to the show. As South Africa wakes up to a brand new week after elections and the results are in, to help us understand better and possibly what could be happening next, on the line from the University of the Free State, political analyst and our specialist this morning is Dr. Harlan Kluter. Good morning, good doctor. Harlan, how are you?
Good morning, Martin. Good morning to all the listeners.
Bracing yourselves for some cold weather around Bloemfontein and the Free State, I see.
Indeed, yes, indeed. Winter is finally upon us.
And it comes at the right time. It's quite ominous.
Winter is coming.
Winter and coalitions are coming. Coalitions are moving in from... Yeah, so let's just firstly, for those who are not in the know, what were the final results when you look at, let's say, the top four or five parties?
The results this far is that the ANC did not win outright majority as in previous elections. And so the DA is second. The new kid on the block, MK Party, is third, followed by the EFF, and then I think Inkatha Freedom Party. And then another surprise that they did so well is the Patriotic Alliance. So that, I think that's the top six. So we've got... So we have nationally that the ANC have not won outright. And then that pattern followed in Gauteng, KZN, Western Cape, and in the Northern Cape.
Would the biggest surprise be the MK party? I mean, after the fact that the ANC did not get outright majority?
No, indeed. Indeed, I think many predicted that they would do well in KZN. They didn't predict that they would do so well nationally. And so, you know, people, I think the ANC, by their own admission yesterday, said that they underestimated MK, as well as Inkatha Freedom Party also said that they underestimated it. So the big question is it a one-hit wonder? You know, will they be able to sustain it? Because, like you know, there's no real policy there. There's no branches there. There's no real structures. It's, as it is, it's almost a little family affair. And so... will they be able to sustain it is the big question.
Okay, so now for a national government, for the first time, the ANC does not have outright majority. So that means that they have to find an alliance or they have to find another party to make up the majority. Is that the meaning of a coalition?
So a coalition means in order to govern, you need to 50% plus one.
Yes.
In other words, so if you at loses its parliamentary majority, and so what that means is that if you want to pass legislation, it was normally easy. Like, say, NHI or the Bella legislation, the ANC simply uses its parliamentary majority. It's going to be more difficult because... If you want to govern, you need that 200 plus one. So they only have 169, I think. So they will have to either find a partner that will help them, and there's no shortage of partners. You know, the ideal would be any political party, the currency of a political party is power. You want to make sure that you can push through your manifesto and the promises that you've made to the electorate. All of a sudden, like in Europe is the case, you know, I've got a colleague of mine in the Netherlands. It took their coalition government took them about 7 months to form a government.
Mm.
So one hope, it doesn't take because it's intricate. You have to find like-minded, you have to make compromises. And so we are once again sailing uncharted waters like it was in 1994. We're not quite sure... how this is going to work. And the only evidence that we have of a coalition government is in this country is what we've seen at local government level.
Mm.
And that has not been promising. You know? And so it is complex, it's intricate, it's volatile, it's ambiguous. You know, what we call a VUCA environment, we are not sure. But I think, you know, all the political parties promised that they would take South Africa into their confidence and come and tell us what the principles are going to be. And I think that is a very important principle, that we need this type of transparency, that we do not get what we've seen at local government level, where people go into coalitions, not on principle, but on positions. You know, you give me this and I give you that.
Sure.
Like we've seen in Joburg.
So coalition governments, I mean, there are examples of coalition governments that do work around the world.
It can work, yes. It can work, but that's what I'm saying. It requires political maturity. Mm. It requires a commitment to the people. And so I think it's an important reset where we are now. And civil society should not be outside of this. We shouldn't leave it just to political parties. I think your South African Council of Churches, the faith-based community, should come out now and say, you know, these are the things that we want. And, you know, we have a consensus document in the National Development Plan. That yeah. National Development Plan, last year, government admitted that it did not really take that seriously. And so that document says that we will have to have coordinated efforts by the academic community, the business community, government, and civil society if we want to make governance work in this country, because what we've seen is a governance failure in general in this country.
So I want to get to the specifics in a moment. I hear the word maturity come up quite often, that whatever coalition happens, that they have the best interest of the country and our democracy and
the citizens
yeah. of this country at heart. I want to hear in your gut feel. I mean, you are this is your game, right? Mm. What do you feel would be the best scenario, and what are the other scenarios? If you had to depict maybe two or three options or permutations of coalitions, what could it look like?
After the 2021 local government election, I said, you know, we met a number of parties not getting majority. I said, if we want stability in this country, then the ANC and the DA should get into bed. You know, put their egos aside, and because, one, they've got the most experience in terms of government, and they can hold one another accountable. I said that, you know. So if you want maturity, I think the markets will also favor that. Some would argue that the ANC and the DA are not very far apart. You know, if you look at that, that's the one. The second scenario could be the ANC and MK and EFF, which is more a coalition towards the left, you know. But then the elephant in the room there is Cyril Ramaphosa. You know, MK calls the current ANC the ANC of Ramaphosa that they don't like. MK, in any case, they have a different... their policy position is not so far away, and they allow for dual membership. And so Ramaphosa becomes the elephant in the room there. And yesterday, Fakile Mabalula was very clear that is not that up for negotiation. But the president is in a weaker position now, because the theory was, you recall, last year he wanted to resign, and they persuaded him to stay with the Palapala. That is a scenario. The third way.
Before you move on to the third one, Holland, yeah. So if it is an ANC MK EFF coalition, would there be a chance that a Jacob Zuma could be president again?
Not really. He was barred from that. They said he could because of the 15 month sentence that he is not allowed. I think the Constitutional Court ruled on that. But, you know, it becomes complex because we've got this intergovernmental relation. So you could have a blanket deal where we said, okay, we may not have, say, for example, in the Western Cape, the DA won outright. So if it's a blanket deal with the ANC that says, okay, I'll give you some there and I'll take it. So that type of horse trading, because almost half of the coalitions are still in the hands of the ANC on the provincial level. Mm. So you have those intricate things, because you see these three spheres have to work together. And we've seen the Western Cape, for example, where one of the things that the Western Cape government was the devolution of powers, especially powers of the police function, where they said that nationally you're not doing so well, give us more power in the province to be able to run the police.
So lots to negotiate on.
Yeah, it is those types of compromises that will have to be reached. In terms of the national health insurance, you know, so it's negotiations at the national as well as at the provincial sphere, and these spheres, they have to work together. And the Western Cape, for example, where the DA have been in power for the last 15 years, they have sometimes been in loggerheads with national in terms of the direction that it wants to go.
Okay, so your third one, very quickly, you said like a third option.
The third option is the third option is a broad government of national unity, like we've seen in 1994. I think to at least bring in the top six political parties, so it's a broad alliance. But I think in that third way, citizens formations like your NGOs will have to play a much bigger role. Before the elections, Paul President Thabo Mbeki talked about a national dialogue. That's what the FW de Klerk Foundation also suggested, that you have a broad consensus about where we should be heading to. And so the three things that we need to have consensus on is unemployment, poverty, and inequality. Education and healthcare, those are the foundations of our society, about where this is going. The poor continue to be poor, and that's where it explains the formations like the EFF that says, we vote, vote, vote. Black people vote, 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 but they stay poor. So they've got political power, but economic power still escapes. And so we need a new economic policy, because the World Bank 2 years ago said South Africa is the most unequal country, and that under a black government. And so we need a broad consensus as to the National Development Plan, where this is going in terms of making sure the poor get a piece of the pie.
Good morning, Dr. Klitta. It's Khada from the newsroom. I just want to know, we hear uncharted waters, we hear intricate, complex talks, all of that. The one thing I don't hear is the word deadline. We have 2 weeks to put all of this together and vote in a new president in parliament.
It's 2 weeks, but I think that can be extended. So in other words, we could go into parliament and then have the member of parliament sworn in. But that 2 week deadline, and I'm speaking under correction, it could be extended. If they can't, I've seen example in Europe where it takes a month or so. So I think that there is enough provision, you know, for parliament can sit. And then they can just delay the election of office bearers, for example. So you could have a minority government as well, where we do not necessarily rush through this. So MPs are sworn in, but the process of delay of a cabinet, that could be delayed, and I think legislation allows for it.
Last question, quickly. What does your gut feel tell you? Who could possibly, if not Cyril Ramaphosa, who could be president?
The name of the IFP current president have been mooted. But I think the ANC, I think one of the principles of the ANC was that they're the biggest loser, for lack of a word. And I think the markets, like Ramaphosa, despite everything, the markets, they are very happy with Ramaphosa. And I think some would argue, you know, finally, he now has this, if we elect Ramaphosa again as president, he would have the room to do what he wants, because I think he was held back by the factions within the ANC, because uniting such a complex organization, he said, was his number one priority. Markets didn't like it. But I think some would say finally he would be free, and with the DA he would have a willing partner, and even the DA is very comfortable with Cyril Ramaphosa.
Dr. Arlen Klutte, thank you so much for your time. Much appreciated.
Thanks. All the best to you guys.
Thank you.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.